it's my 7-year wedding anniversary this weekend, so I'm had a chance to get out of town and reflecting on what's been happening to me the last few weeks. We're moving into a new house, so there's a lot going on. But one thing that I really need to get out, I think, that I'm revisiting, and I think revisiting things often happens because those are the things that keep coming up are the ones, the lessons that you really need to learn. And the big one for me is looking at how much can you take psychologically given your personality or your makeup before you freak out. And when you put yourself in a position, even if it's a small probability that you're going to reach that point, you're dooming yourself to failure before it starts. So that could be either big size with loose loss limits, or it could be smaller size and huge loss limits. Usually with smaller size, though, you're able to wiggle out of problems because it's not as that big of a deal if you break some of your rules if you're trading small size. Because oftentimes you're early and you can kind of sit through that pain and watch it go against you and come back and decide that you're being reckless and you go on to the next trade. It's a way for you to refocus yourself without having a lot of damage. And a lot of times you add back to those trades or you realize they're not part of your strategy, and it's just easy to have a margin for error. But when you're bigger, what happens is you slip and you're unable to pull the trigger because you're frozen in something that's unworkable. Your normal impulses just don't work in terms of getting out or obeying yourself because you're too damn big, and you put time and energy into getting big for whatever reason, and it freezes you up. And so I had two positions on that were, I think, one of them started off small and it grew into a really big profitable position, and the other one I just took a really big position, and both of them have gone against me aggressively at the same time, and I didn't expect that. And it's now putting me in a point where I feel like I need to panic, and that sucks. And it pisses me off that I let myself get to that. And it's like, how many times do I need to learn this lesson? Because again and again and again, the market will teach you the same lesson until you finally grasp it. And it might be years apart until you have that lesson kind of bite you in the ass again. But that lesson hit me square in the face during my move when I realized that, holy cow, I got so comfortable with one position because it had grown to be such a big part of my portfolio that I didn't worry about it. But I never considered what happens if that one and the new one that's big go wrong at the same time. Then what happens? And what happens is it's panic. It feels like I can't act like in the way I want to act. I can't be professional about it because I'm now in a position where I feel like I have to panic because the position is so much bigger than any new ones I would initiate. So I'm kind of having to think about when something grows to be a big part of your portfolio, just because of the fact that it's been a winner, well, you might need to cut it down just because. And that kind of goes against letting your winners run. I think there's a balance between letting your winners run and have something be so big that, and if you're trading shorter term, you can apply this the same way. You could say, well, I have a trade that I was a little bigger and it is such a huge winner, but if it comes back even 10 or 15%, that could be your normal amount you make in a day or a week. In which case you need to cut back a little bit and understand that and not be willing to give a chunk of that back during the same day. So that's kind of where my head's at right now is going back over and taking this lesson to heart again and seeing what I need to do about it in the future.